Well, did Scott Morrison read one word of the interview with the outgoing Reserve Bank Governor Glenn Stevens about foreign ownership published in yesterday's Australian newspaper? And if you read it, did he understand it? I see today Morrison is endorsing Glenn Stevens' view that foreign investment should be about building new assets, not buying up existing assets. But Morrison says he doesn't believe this objective can be legislated. In other words, he intends to do nothing and ignore the views of Glenn Stevens, just as he has ignored the views of coalition MPs on this subject, in particular those of Barnaby Joyce. Just to remind you, Glenn Stevens argued this week that Australia needs to be more discriminating about foreign investment. He said foreign capital that builds new assets, like some of the capital that funded the mining boom, that's one thing, he said, but foreign capital that buys up existing assets. I'm not saying we should be closed to that, but that's not creating new capital for our country. That's just altering the allocation of who owns the capital that is here now. Now, national MPs, including John Williams and George Christensen, are calling for new foreign investment rules requiring foreign purchasers to prove to the Foreign Investment Review Board that their investment would boost local jobs, build new assets, and benefit the economy. But that's all too difficult for the tin-eared Treasurer. He can't or won't even define what constitutes the national interest.